He speaks to us. Hermano?
Muy buenas noches, amados hermanos y hermanas.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
Primeramente, quiero agradecer a cada uno de ustedes la oportunidad que me han dado para visitarles.
Before all, I would like to thank each of you for the opportunity that you have extended to me that I could be here present with you tonight.
Muchas gracias por sus diezmos y ofrendas que hacen y me dan la oportunidad para estar con ustedes.
I give you many thanks for the tithings that you give and for your offerings that come to the church that makes this opportunity available to me tonight.
Siempre estoy orando a Dios por cada uno de ustedes.
I'm always praying for each of you.
Que Dios les colme de sus más ricas bendiciones.
That God will fill you with His rich blessings.
Que tengan todo lo espiritual y lo material en cada uno de ustedes.
That each one of you will receive not only the material but the spiritual blessings of life.
Pues esta noche quiero compartir con ustedes las ricas bendiciones del Señor que he recibido en mi vida.
This evening I'd like to share with you some of the rich blessings that I've received in my life.
Dios siempre me ha bendecido mucho en Yucatán acerca de su obra.
God has always blessed me as I labor in Yucatán in this holy work.
Y gracias a ustedes, pienso de que ustedes están siempre orando por mí.
And I thank you because I know that you're always praying for me.
Como yo estoy orando por ustedes.
Even as I am praying for you.
Entonces, vamos a comenzar.
This evening, let us begin.
El mensaje de la palabra del Señor.
With the message of the Word of God.
Comenzando con el primer pasaje que se encuentra en Isaías 41, versículos 10 y 11.
We're going to read our first scripture from the book of Isaiah in chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. ¿Cuáles versículos?
10 y 11.
Verses 10 and 11.
Isaías.
I shall read these verses, Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 and 11. The word of the Lord says this, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish."
Estas palabras son palabras de nuestro Dios.
These words are words from our God.
Donde nos da una esperanza.
Giving us a hope.
De que Él nos puede ayudar en cualquier problema.
That in whatever problem that we find ourselves confronted with, He is there to help us.
Qué bueno es Dios con nosotros cuando tiene su promesa para ayudarnos y no nos quedamos solos.
How good it is that our God has always given us this promise that He is with us and that we're not left alone.
Es la esperanza que tenemos siempre de recibir su ayuda en medio de nuestras vidas.
This hope we always have, that we'll receive His help in our needs and necessities.
Cuando nosotros servimos al Señor, siempre tenemos obstáculos en nuestra vida.
When we're in the service of the Lord, we always have obstacles that present themselves before us in this life.
Pues es natural porque existe un enemigo.
This is natural because we have an enemy that lives in the middle of us, and that's the devil.
Pero gracias a Dios de que Él nos ha dado su promesa, que Él nos puede ayudar, nos puede bendecir, nos puede sostener siempre acerca de su amor y de sus bendiciones.
But we thank our Heavenly Father that He has promised to always be with us, to sustain us, to strengthen us, to help us in the face of every confrontation that we have.
Las bellas palabras del Señor dice, no temas, porque yo estoy contigo.
The beautiful words of the Lord say, fear not, for I'm with you.
No desmayes, porque soy tu Dios.
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
Que te esfuerzo.
That siempre, strengthens thee.
Siempre te ayudaré, siempre te sustentaré con la diestra de mi justicia.
I will always strengthen you. I will always uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Yo tengo esa experiencia delante de Dios y delante de ustedes.
Before you and before God, I've had this experience.
Hace 19 años que comenzamos la obra de Dios en Mérida.
It's been 19 years since the work began, the work of the gospel began in Mérida, Yucatán.
Comenzamos el 6 de mayo de 1979.
It began on the 6th of May in 1979. My arithmetic isn't that good.
En la casa de un hermano.
It began in the home of a brother.
Se llama Marcelino Chang.
His name was Marcelino Chang.
En un barrio ahí en Mérida que se llama Cinco Colonias.
He lived in a barrio in an area there in Mérida called the Five Colonies.
Pues en este año cumple 19 años.
This year, it's been 19 years since that work began.
Una noche estuve recordando siempre cómo comenzamos la obra de Dios allá en Mérida.
One night I was thinking about how this work had begun there in Mérida.
Y cómo Dios me ayudó para continuar esta obra.
And how the Lord had helped me that we might continue in this work.
Entonces, me acordó de que las palabras del Señor siempre están en mi mente, rogando siempre a Él que me ayude en su trabajo.
I remember that these words that I have read here this evening were in my mind, and that I always had a Lord with whom on whom I could depend to help me.
Pero muchas veces, aunque leemos la palabra de Dios, pero muchas veces sentimos un poco de temor como personas.
Many times, even though we have these beautiful words and promises of the Lord, in our humanity, we feel a little fearful and shy.
Una noche en un miércoles.
One night on a Wednesday night.
Fui allá en Mérida para dar un servicio de oraciones y testimonios.
I went to Mérida to conduct a service, a prayer service and prayer and testimony service.
Solamente dos familias.
There were only two families present that night.
Cuando llegué allá en la casa del hermano Don Marcelino, me dijo de que va a venir unos hermanos para visitarnos.
When I arrived there, Brother Marcelino told me that there were two brothers who were going to visit us that night.
Y yo estuve contento.
I was very happy.
Entonces, no hace rato, llegaron ocho personas.
And just a few moments after that, eight people came in.
Ocho personas, hay personas de acá, de los Estados Unidos, y también yucatecos.
Among these eight people, some of them were Yucatecans, and some of them were people from the United States.
Bien vestidos y hablan correctamente el español.
They were well dressed and they spoke Spanish well.
Entonces le dimos sillas para que se sienten.
And we gave them chairs that they could all be seated.
Y se sentaron.
And they sat down.
Comenzamos el servicio.
And we began the service.
Con un canto y una oración.
We began with a song and then a prayer.
Pero ellos comenzaron a platicar.
But while we were praying and singing, these eight people began to visit.
Comenzaron a reír entre ellos.
They were laughing among themselves and visiting.
Comenzamos el servicio y terminamos. Ellos no se pararon, no respetaron la oración ni respetaron la lectura de la palabra de Dios, ni los testimonios, no quisieron escuchar nada.
During the entire service, They were laughing and visiting and talking. They didn't have any respect for the prayers. They didn't have any respect for listening to the testimonies. They didn't have any respect for the reading of the Holy Word of the Lord as we began.
Terminando el servicio, se levanta un hombre que vino, un inválido, vino con sus muletas, con trabajo, se acercó conmigo.
At the end of the service, one of the brothers walked on crutches, and he was crippled and walked on crutches, and at the end of the service, he stood up.
Y me habló fuertemente, me dijo, Señor, quiero saber cuál es el profeta intelectual de tu iglesia, me dijo.
And he spoke to me in a loud voice, and he said, Sir, I want to know who is the prophet at the head of your church.
Y yo le dije que es Cristo. Solamente tenemos nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que es la cabeza de la iglesia.
And I told him, it's Christ. We only honor Jesus Christ as the head of our church.
Y él me dijo que si yo no tengo un profeta intelectual en mi iglesia, no vale todo lo que estoy haciendo.
And he told me, well, if you don't have a prophet at the head of your church, it has no value at all.
Y yo le dije, si me puedes mostrar en la Biblia y en el libro de Mormón donde dice que tenemos que tener un profeta intelectual en nuestra iglesia, estoy de acuerdo.
I told him, well, if you will please open the Bible in the Book of Mormon and show me where it says that we need to have a prophet at the head of our church, I will agree with you.
Entonces digo, no te puedo mostrar, pero la iglesia así está el reglamento.
But he responded, no, I can't show you that in the Bible or Book of Mormon, but we've been commanded that the church today should have a prophet at its head.
Después habló con el dueño de la casa y le dijo, mañana vamos a regresar para visitarle.
After this, he spoke to the owner of the home and he said, tomorrow I'm going to come back and visit with you.
Y después que se fueron,
and they left.
Don Marcelino me dice, hermano, ¿qué vamos a hacer?
And Brother Marcelino asked me, well, what am I going to do?
Si estamos mal, vamos a componernos. Me decía,
¿cómo?
Si estamos mal, vamos a componernos.
If we're wrong, we're going to correct things.
Le dije, no, no estamos mal.
I told him, no, we are not wrong.
Porque sabemos de que el libro de Mormón y la Santa Biblia nos enseñan de que la cabeza de la iglesia es Cristo.
Because we realize that both the Book of Mormon and the Bible tell us that Jesus Christ is the head of his church.
Porque este hombre me había dicho de que su iglesia de él es el profeta intelectual es José Smith.
This gentleman has told us that the prophet of the church restored in these latter days is Joseph Smith.
Y entonces me dice Don Marcelino, si podemos rectificar o estamos mal, vamos a componernos.
And Marcelino was nervous and he said, well, if there's something wrong with us, if there's something we lack, we need to correct it.
Y le dije, no, nosotros sabemos y conocemos el reglamento de nuestra iglesia. No tenemos ni un profeta más, solamente Cristo Jesús.
No, he responded, we know that the scriptures tell us that we need not have a human prophet at the head of our church. We have the Lord.
Me dicen que mañana van a regresar.
Marcelino said, well, he told me that tomorrow he's going to return.
¿Qué voy a decir?
What am I going to tell him?
Yo le dije, no tengas temor.
I told him, don't fear.
Cuando regresen, les dices, les preguntas, ¿qué personas son ellos? ¿Creen en Dios o son ateos?
I told him, you ask them when they come back, what kind of persons are you? Are you people that really believe in God and Jesus Christ, or are you atheists?
Porque usted se dio cuenta de que comenzamos el servicio, invitamos que se pongan de pie, ellos no quisieron obedecer.
Because we recognized that when we began our service and we asked each of the people here to stand, that you just sat there.
Entonces usted le va a decir de que ellos le han ofendido aquí en su hogar. al no respetar la adoración que hicimos.
You can tell them that here we were praying to the Lord, and you have really offended the people of this little congregation in this home because you didn't even respect the reading of the scriptures or the prayers.
En la manera que se portaron, no demostraron si son cristianos.
The manner in which you were behaving doesn't show that you're really Christians at all.
Entonces le dices de que así eras de antes.
¿Cómo?
Les dices de que así eras de antes. De antes era así, sin respeto.
In times before this, it was like this, that there was no respect for Jesus Christ.
Pues cuando regresaron, este hermano le dijo todo lo que le dijeron.
Well, when the gentleman came back the next day, Brother Marcelino told them all that I had mentioned to him.
No quiero nada con ustedes, dijo don Marcelino.
Brother Marcelino said, I really don't care much for you and your ideas.
Porque ustedes no respetaron la adoración que hicimos.
Because you don't have any respect for our adoration of the Lord.
Y ellos pidieron perdón que fueron equivocados.
And they admitted that they were in error, and they asked for forgiveness.
Entonces dice, pues, pero no le hace, ustedes pueden venir, porque tenía una hija como de 15 años. Dice, nosotros cada sábado hacemos baile, puede bailar la muchacha.
Brother Marcelino has a daughter, 15 years old, that was there at the service, and these gentlemen said, well, it doesn't really make any difference. You're invited to come and worship with us, and your daughter can come to our dances and enjoy herself.
Don Marcelino le dijo, no, ahí me quité, era yo bailador, era yo un borracho, hoy estoy cambiado por la visita de este hermano.
Brother Marcelino said, no. There was a time when I engaged in drunkenness and in dancing, but now I've been converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ by this brother who visits us.
Hermanos, se fueron y no regresaron.
They left. They didn't come back.
Entonces, esta experiencia lo tengo y lo creo porque verdaderamente Dios nos ayuda siempre en momentos difíciles. En verdad, cuando ellos comenzaron a hablar y vi que llegaron personas más mejores que yo, comencé un poco de temor.
At that evening when they came in and I realized they spoke better Spanish than I and they were better dressed than I was a little bit fearful. But I realized that we have this promise of the Lord that He will be with us to help us.
Pero gracias a Dios que en ese momento este hombre que se acercó a hablar conmigo con una voz fuerte pude contestarle con la ayuda del Señor.
But I'm grateful to the Lord that when this gentleman arose and confronted me with a loud voice that I was able to speak to him about the word of the Lord.
Por eso estos pasajes que estamos leyendo nunca lo olvido. Y también quiero decirles que Dios tiene su promesa con cada uno de nosotros.
These two verses that we've read here this evening, I'm never going to be able to forget that God is always at our side to help us, and that promise extends to each one of you.
Por esta razón, en este mensaje que les traigo en esta noche, puse el título, Persiste en lo que has aprendido.
For this reason, I would like to use as a title, as a theme for this sermon this evening, that you persist in that which you have learned.
Porque yo aprendí la iglesia de Cristo por medio de nuestro hermano Leon Yates.
I learned of this gospel by the means of Brother Leon Yates.
Él nos enseñó de que nosotros solamente tenemos a Jesucristo, nuestro Dios.
He is the one that first taught us, you know, that we have Jesus Christ at the head of this church, and there is no other to whom we look.
Vamos a buscar en 2 de Timoteo, capítulo 3, versículo 12 y 14.
Let's look now in the book, second book of Timothy. ¿Cuál capítulo, Grace?
Capítulo 3.
Chapter 3. Verses 12 through 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. I shall read these verses. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
El apóstol Pablo escribió una carta al joven Timoteo, pastor de la iglesia de Éfeso.
The apostle Paul wrote this letter to a young minister who was the pastor of this church,
enseñándole que los que quieren vivir una vida piadosa, una vida justa, los que quieren hacer la obra de Dios, siempre tienen que sufrir.
Telling him that those that would serve the Lord and live a life that is righteous, a life that is just, following the Lord, will always encounter persecution.
Y en el versículo 13 dice que más los malos hombres y los engañadores irán de mal en peor, engañando y siendo engañados.
Verse 13 tells us that there will be evil men and seducers that wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Pues como un mes de haber sucedido estas cosas allá en Mérida, me dijo don Marcelino que encontró uno de estas personas que fueron en su casa borracho en la calle.
1 month after this experience that we had there in the home of Marcelino, he told me that he was walking on the street and he encountered one of these 8 gentlemen there and he was drunk.
Entonces, por eso el apóstol Pablo dice que verdaderamente estas personas tienen que ir de mal en peor en sus vidas porque ellos andan engañando como ellos son engañados.
This is the reason that the apostle Paul has said that these people who live wicked human lives will be deceived and they will be caught up in their deceptions by their wickedness.
Pero una cosa muy importante para nosotros.
Well, the thing is very important for us.
Dice, pero persiste tú en lo que has aprendido y te persuadiste sabiendo de quién has aprendido.
The lesson for us is in verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
La persistencia es muy importante para cada uno de nosotros.
This ability to continue is really important to our spiritual well-being.
Gracias le doy a Dios que Él me ha dado la persistencia en la doctrina de Cristo. Por esa razón, aunque vino personas para destruir la obra de Dios en Mérida, no pudieron, porque siempre estoy persistiendo en la enseñanza de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
I'm very grateful to the Lord that I've been able to continue in the doctrine that I've been taught and have learned of Jesus Christ. And when evil people come in and try to destroy the work, they've not been able to because we continue faithfully in the word that He has given us.
Es muy importante no olvidar de todo lo que hemos aprendido de Dios.
It's really important that we never forget anything that we have been taught by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God.
Y así Dios nos puede seguir ayudando en su obra santa.
And in this way, God is able to continue blessing us in His holy work.
Muy bien, vamos a ver en Efesios.
Let's read now in the book of Ephesians.
Capítulo 5, versículo 23.
Chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 23. I'm going to read verse 23 in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body.
Estas palabras del apóstol Pablo ha sembrado en mi corazón.
These words of the apostle Paul have been sown in my heart like seed.
De entender que la cabeza de la iglesia es Cristo.
To understand that the head of the church of Christ is Christ.
Por eso no estuve con un temor de que ellos me digan si estoy haciendo algo malo.
And for this reason, I do not have fear nor timidity when someone tells me that we're doing that which is wrong.
Porque sé de que la verdad, Cristo es la cabeza de la iglesia.
Because I know the truthfulness of the fact that Christ is the head of our church.
Estas palabras del apóstol Pablo me han enseñado mucho acerca de la cabeza de la iglesia de Cristo.
These words of the apostle Paul have taught me a great deal about the head of our church.
Vamos a continuar en Colosenses capítulo 1, versículo 18.
We're going to read now in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Speaking of Jesus Christ, verse 18 says, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence."
Lo mismo enseñó el apóstol Pablo a la iglesia de Colosa, donde dice de que él es la cabeza del cuerpo, el cuerpo es la iglesia.
The Apostle Paul taught the same doctrine to the church in Colossia, that Jesus Christ is the head of his church.
No puedo cambiar, no puedo pensar otra cosa.
I'm not able to change, I'm not able to think of some other doctrine.
Porque las palabras del apóstol Pablo fueron inspiradas por Dios.
Because these words of the Apostle Paul were inspired by the power of God.
Vamos a ver otro pasaje en el Amán, capítulo 2, versículo 14.
Let's look now in the book of Helaman in chapter 2.
Capítulo 2, versículos 74 y 75.
Helaman, chapter 2, verses 74 and 75. It's on page, I don't know what page it is. In my Book of Mormon is on page 557. 74 and 75. I'm going to read these two verses. "And now, my sons, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, which is Christ, the Son of God, that you must build your foundation. That when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe. Because of the rock upon which you are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fall."
El Amán nos enseñó diciendo de que nosotros debemos de edificarnos en el fundamento que es sobre la roca de nuestro Redentor, que es Cristo.
Helaman is teaching us once again that we need to build our spiritual lives over the rock, over the foundation of Jesus Christ.
¿Por qué debemos de edificarnos sobre esta roca?
Why do we have to build our church and our beliefs on this rock of Jesus Christ?
Porque el diablo siempre va a desencadenar sus impetuosos vientos para destruirnos.
Because we have an enemy who's always going to send forth his mighty winds and his temptations and trials to test us.
Eso quiso hacer en la obra de Dios allá en Mérida.
This is what I desire to do there in the Church of Merida.
Pero gracias al Señor que estamos fundados siempre sobre la iglesia de Cristo.
And I thank my Lord that we have been founded over the rock of Jesus Christ.
No pudo destruir la obra del Señor.
Nothing can come in and destroy the work of the Lord.
En el versículo 75 dice de que llegará el momento que haga violenta tormenta para azotarnos, para arrastrarnos en la cima de miseria, de dolor sin fin.
Verse 74 reminds us that when the devil sends his mighty winds and storms into our life, they're not able to destroy us.
No le hace que haga lo que quiera, ¿verdad? Porque es su trabajo. El diablo tiene un trabajo para destruir la obra de Dios.
This is the purpose and the work of Satan is to destroy the work of the Lord. He's the enemy of the Lord. And it makes no difference to us. We recognize this is his work.
Pero lo más importante es estar fundado sobre la roca.
And the thing important for us is that we're founded upon the rock of Jesus Christ.
Y si estamos fundados sobre la roca, no podemos caer.
And if we're founded on this rock, we're not able to fall.
Vamos a continuar en Mosías, capítulo 3, versículo 11 y 12.
We're going to read now in the book of Mosiah, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, on page 224. Mosiah, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore I would that you should take upon you the name of Christ. All you that have entered into the covenant with God, that he should be obedient unto the, that ye should be obedient unto the end of your lives. And it shall come to pass that whosoever doeth this shall be found at the right hand of God. For he shall know the name by which he is called, for he shall be called by the name of Christ.
Hermanos, el rey Benjamín enseñó cosas muy importantes para nosotros.
Brothers and sisters, King Benjamin taught things that are very important for us.
Aquí claramente nos enseña, no hay otro nombre dado mediante el cual venga salvación.
He's told us here that there's no other name given by which salvation can come.
No podemos encontrar la salvación a otra persona, solamente en Cristo.
We're not able to find our salvation in human beings, in other persons, only in Jesus Christ.
Aunque realmente en el mundo existen muchas iglesias que tienen su jefe principal.
Many churches of the world today, they have their leaders, their primary leaders above the church.
Pero no enseñó Cristo.
But they're not taught by Jesus Christ.
Él dijo de que todos nosotros somos hermanos.
He has told us that all of us are brothers.
Y todos nosotros somos servidores de Dios.
And all of us are followers of Jesus Christ.
Entonces, no tenemos uno más superior.
And there is no other superior to Jesus Christ above us.
Solamente nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
Por eso dice, no hay otro nombre dado mediante el cual venga salvación.
For this reason he says, there's no other by whom salvation cometh.
Dice, por tanto quisiera que tomaseis sobre vosotros el nombre de Cristo.
For this reason we must take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ.
Todos los que habéis hecho un pacto con Dios,
all of us who have made this covenant with God,
de serles obedientes hasta el fin de vuestras vidas,
that we be obedient to the very end of our lives.
El 12. Y sucederá que quien tal hiciere será hallado a la diestra de Dios.
And in verse 12 it tells us that all that do this shall be found at the right hand of God.
Hermanos, si estamos fundados sobre la roca, seremos hallados en la diestra de Dios.
Brothers and sisters, if we're founded over this rock of Jesus Christ, we'll be found at the right hand of God.
La última línea dice, porque reconocerá el nombre con que se le llama, pues se le llamará del nombre de Cristo.
Because the final part of this verse says, because we'll know the name by which we are called, for we'll be called by the name of Christ.
Pero si tenemos un superior,
but if we have someone above us all,
nos pueden llamar en el nombre de este superior?
If we're called by the name of this individual who founded this church,
no, es imposible, ¿verdad? Todos nosotros sabemos de que es imposible.
That would be impossible to be built upon this rock.
Solamente en el nombre de Cristo.
We're only built upon Jesus Christ.
Estos pasajes que hemos leído son los que me han ayudado para fortalecer mi fe.
These passages that we read are the passages in the scripture that have strengthened my faith.
Para defender la iglesia de Cristo.
To defend the Church of Christ in Yucatan.
Gracias a Dios que Él siempre está conmigo.
And I give thanks to the Lord that He's always with me.
Y Dios siempre me ha ayudado.
He's always helped me.
Para hacer su voluntad.
To do His will.
Busquemos en Mateo capítulo 16, versículo 13 al 18.
In Matthew, In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, chapter 16 of Matthew, we're going to read verses 13 through 18. Verse 13 begins as this: When Jesus came into the borders of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, Who do men say that I am, the Son of Man? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Aquí nos enseña nuestro Señor Jesucristo que Él fundó su iglesia sobre Él mismo.
Here we're taught by the Lord Himself that He has founded His church on this rock of Jesus Christ.
Por eso no vamos a perdernos porque sabemos de que nuestro Señor Jesucristo enseñó el camino de salvación.
We're not going to get lost because we realize that Jesus Christ has shown us the way to salvation.
Gracias a Dios que estos pasajes me han ayudado bastante hasta hoy.
Thanks be to God that these passages in the Scripture have strengthened and helped me greatly.
Entonces, vamos a continuar en Primera de Pedro, capítulo 5, versículo 10.
We're going to turn now to 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect.
Amados hermanos, de la
Pomte, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Amados hermanos, el apóstol Pedro dice de que el Dios de toda gracia.
Peter has told us that God is all grace.
Que nos llamó a su gloria eterna.
He's called us to his eternal glory.
Dice que después de que vamos a padecer un poco de tiempo.
And after we've suffered here in this life a little while.
Pero él mismo nos va a perfeccionar.
It is he himself that will perfect us.
Nos va a afirmar.
Here the Spanish reads a little differently. He's going to make us firm in the faith.
Y nos va a fortalecer.
He's going to strengthen us.
Y nos va a establecer.
And he's going to establish us.
Esta noche es un testimonio que quiero compartir con ustedes.
Tonight I have this testimony that I would like to share with you.
Referente a la obra allá en Mérida.
Concerning this work of the Lord in Mérida.
Porque gracias al Señor que durante, después de 15 años de haber comenzado la obra allá en Mérida.
After 15 years of the beginning of this work there in Mérida.
Dios estableció su iglesia.
God has established his church there in that city.
Entonces, dice en el año 1994.
In the year 1994.
El Señor estableció su iglesia.
The church established his church.
Llamando,
the Lord established his church there in Mérida.
Llamando a cuatro hermanos para su obra.
He has called four brothers into this precious work.
Un anciano.
One elder.
En Mérida.
In Mérida.
Este anciano se llama Sergio Uluac.
This elder that was called in Mérida is named Sergio Uluac.
Otro anciano en Hualqué.
Another elder was called and established in Hualqué.
Felipe Uluac.
His name is Felipe Uluac.
un sacerdote en Motul.
There was a priest who was called in Motul.
Jose Mo.
His name was Jose Mo.
Un maestro para Yobain.
And a teacher in the church of Yobain.
Jose Pilar.
Jose Pilar.
Amados hermanos, por eso tengo confianza en Dios de que aunque padezcamos un poco.
Now I have this confidence that after we suffer a while,
en esta obra, aunque podemos sufrir algo,
in this holy work, although we suffer from time to time,
pero Dios puede establecer,
but God will establish His work.
Él nos puede perfeccionar.
He can perfect this work.
Nos puede afirmar.
He confirms this work with His Holy Spirit.
Y nos puede fortalecer.
And He strengthens it.
Y establecer.
And He establishes it.
Entonces, gracias a Dios por sus ricas bendiciones.
I thank the Lord for His rich blessings.
Que hemos recibido. Y entonces, aquí tengo una revelación de Dios a mi hija, Noelia Araceli.
I thank the Lord for this work that He has strengthened us. And I have here a testimony of my daughter, Nelly Araceli.
El 12 de marzo de 1994.
On the 12th of March in this year, 1994.
Nos reunimos allá en Mérida con estos dos hermanos, este hermano y hermano Don Alvin.
We joined ourselves together there in Mérida in the church with Brother Alvin, Jay, and myself.
Perdone, no en Mérida, en Motul.
En Motul.
Sí, nos reunimos ahí para ayunar y orar a Dios para que llame a otros ministros.
We joined together there in fasting and prayer that God would call other ministers to this work.
Comenzamos el día viernes.
We began on Friday.
Yo estuve el viernes.
I was there on Friday.
Pero el sábado no pude estar.
But on Saturday I wasn't able to be there.
Porque tengo que ir a dar servicio en Yobain.
Because I have to go to Yobain to hold a service there.
Entonces, en la noche el sábado, mi hija tuvo esta revelación.
Saturday in the night, my daughter received this revelation from the Lord through dream. Quiero que yo.
Sí, está bien.
She saw that there was seated in front of her feet the Book of Mormon. And a personage in white clothing whose countenance was brilliant like the light of day came and stood before her, and he began to teach her from the beginning of the Book of Mormon to the end. She desired to see the face of this person, but she was not able to raise her head, focused only on the Book of Mormon. She was only able to see his feet and his hands as he showed her the scriptures. But the brilliance of his countenance extended over the book and over her. And he said to her, "It's necessary that you study this book because it is for you." And he lifted his hand, his brilliant hand, and he pointed to one side of her in the distance, and he said, "You are going to teach this book to them." And then she looked in that direction where he was pointing in order to see who he was pointing at, who he had given this order to. And she saw Brother Jose Pilar, who was seated there listening and looking at this personage. Jose Pilar was the one who had been called the day before to be a teacher in the church.
Amados hermanos,
dear brothers, sisters,
Dios vive,
God lives.
Y hace sus maravillas en medio de sus hijos.
He performs his wonders among his children.
Muchas veces nosotros tenemos algunas dudas.
At times we have our doubts.
Pero él nos afirma siempre.
But he always affirms his gospel and his word.
Quiero decirles que hermano José Pilar,
I'd like to tell you that Brother José Pilar
era de la iglesia bautista.
Was of the Baptist Church.
Siempre he visto de que tiene algunas enseñanzas de la iglesia bautista donde aprendió.
I was able to see that when he taught many things that he had learned in the Baptist Church.
Y yo estuve un poco pensativo acerca de este hermano cuando enseñaba en la iglesia de Yobain.
I was a little apprehensive when he came to Yobain to teach.
Pero esa noche que soñó mi hija este sueño tan hermoso.
But this night when my daughter had this beautiful dream.
Siempre pensé algo referente a esto.
I was able to think of something concerning this.
Entonces el domingo en la tarde llegó mi hijo Plácido porque él se quedó en los ayunos y oraciones.
And Sunday in the evening, in the afternoon, my son Plácido came back to Yobain.
Pero este hermano José vino en la mañana, el domingo a las 9 de la mañana para ayudarme de la obra de Dios allá.
This brother José Pilar came in the morning to help me with the teaching of the Sunday school.
Cuando él paró a predicar,
when he stood up to teach,
la primera cosa que dijo,
the first thing that he said,
hermanos, ¿quieren aprender acerca del libro de Mormón?
Brothers and sisters, do you wish to learn about the Book of Mormon?
Dios me ha dado algo más conocimiento de este libro.
God has given me a greater understanding of this book.
Si quieren aprender, yo les puedo ayudar.
And if you wish to learn about this book, I desire to teach you about the Book of Mormon.
Todos alzaron sus manos que están de acuerdo.
All of them raised their hand that they desired to be taught about the Book of Mormon.
Yo estaba maravillado.
I was marveling.
Porque él sí lee, pero se ve de que no está interesado.
Because I know that he had read it, but he didn't seem to be very interested in it.
Pero ese momento, él dijo de que Dios le ha mostrado, ha visto, ha leído mucho y ha entendido de que es la veracidad de la palabra de Dios.
But in this moment he stood there and he told us that God had revealed to him much of the truthfulness of this book and opened his understanding about it.
Entonces, en la tarde, él después del servicio se fue en su pueblo porque él es de Kansacap.
After the teaching of the Sunday school, he left. He lives in another village of Kansacap.
Entonces, cuando llegó Plácido en la tarde,
when my son Plácido came in the afternoon,
me dijo que fueron llamados por Dios cuatro hermanos.
He told me that four brothers had been called by the Lord to serve in the ministry.
Y me dijo los nombres.
And he told me the names.
Entonces, pude entender de que verdaderamente Dios llamó a este José.
And I was able to understand that very truthfully God had called this brother José.
Antes que yo sepa si él es llamado, él dijo que quiere enseñar.
Before I ever realized that he had been called of the Lord, I could see that he had a great desire to teach the Book of Mormon.
Y mi hija cuando despertó, me platicó esto.
And my daughter, when she awoke, she told me about her dream.
Y mi pensamiento quedó tranquilo.
And my mind was very tranquil and peaceful.
Porque verdaderamente Dios llamó a este hermano.
Because I know that very truthfully God had called this brother.
Hermanos, es un testimonio muy hermoso que nunca lo voy a olvidar porque es obra de Dios.
Brothers and sisters, this is a testimony very beautiful and I'm never going to be able to forget it.
Pues estoy muy agradecido al Señor por esta oportunidad que he tenido de compartir estas bendiciones del Señor que hemos recibido.
I'm grateful to the Lord for these opportunities I have to share with you these testimonies of mine.
Ruego que sigan orando por mí.
I beg that you would continue praying for me.
Y yo seguiré orando por cada uno de ustedes.
And I'm going to be continuing in prayer for each of you.
Que el Señor los bendiga esta noche.
May the Lord bless you this night. Gracias, hermano. Shall we stand?